Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 3. I want to read three verses of Scripture here. And man, I'm telling you, it feels special here tonight. Hallelujah. It feels special. We was out running around and I decided to take the wife over to Cracker Barrel. We went over there and I had that grilled catfish. Man, is it good. And I said, honey, won't we just go home and maybe throw a jacket on and let's go over to the Highway of Holiness. And we's all excited. Amen. Coming back to the Highway of Holiness. Glory to God. And I feel like that on the way home from Cracker Barrel, the Lord spoke to me about these scriptures. And when I got here, I flipped over and stuck some papers in there to keep my place and whatnot. And I just want, if I don't get no further than this, to read this, I want to read it to you. Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 3. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, comma, call upon His name, comma, declare His doings among the people, comma, make mention that His name is exalted, period. Verse number 5. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Amen. I thought of that song, and I'd like to talk to you just hit the highlights real quick and get out of Brother Collins' way. I'd like to talk to you a little while. I'd just like to make a statement. I want to make a statement for myself, and I hope you'll join me. I'll make a statement. Here it goes. I believe I'll go back to the wells. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe I'll go back to the wells. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Believe it will. Oh, when the prodigal was down in the muck and the mire of the hog pen and would have fain fill his belly with the husk that the hogs did eat and no man would give to him, he came to himself and he said, in other words, I believe I'll go back home. Amen. I want to talk to you for a little while, and I believe I'll go back to the wells. Back to the wells. He said, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. There's more than one well. Matter of fact, here in my text tonight, in the scripture reading that I read to you, amen, it's mentioned at least 5 wells. Amen. You remember Isaac, don't you, Abraham's son? There's 2 special things I appreciate about Isaac. One of them was that the Bible said that he was comforted at the death of his mother. Amen. I appreciate that about Isaac. He was at the place he needed comfort, but not only did he need comfort, there's some folks don't even need comfort when their so-called loved ones die. They're glad to get rid of them. Amen. But Isaac needed comfort, but not only that, he received comfort. Amen. Some folks don't want to be comforted. They want to be that special individual all time patted on and handled with kid gloves, you know. Well, I appreciate about that about Isaac. I appreciated that he was comforted after his mother's death. The second thing I appreciate about Isaac, among others, is that when he redug the wells that his father Abraham had dug, the Bible said he called them after the names that his father had called them. Glory to God. Amen. I appreciate folks that in this old-time way that are still in this old-time way. I'm glad that salvation, amen, still means salvation to some folks and other folks. I don't know what it means. I'm glad being born again really means becoming a new creature. And to some other folks, I don't know what it means to them. I'm glad holiness still means being separated from this world and coming out from among them and being separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I don't know what holiness means to some folks. Amen. To look at them and watch them and amen, look where they go and how they look and how they talk and how they walk and how they behave. But Isaac called the names of the wells after the same names that his father called him. Amen. I know there's some places in the Bible where it says Holy Spirit. Amen. And I know what they're talking about. Amen. But I'm glad when folks just haul off and say Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost. Amen. I know it's the same thing. Don't fall out with me. I know it's the same thing. But there's just something about that old time way that got stuck in my craw years ago. 18 years old, going down to the Holiness meeting in West Harrison, Indiana. Amen. And hearing Holiness preached for the first time. Amen. It's something about it stuck in my craw, as Brother Collins would say. Amen. And it's been there ever since. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. Real quickly, I'm not going to expound on these five. A five-point sermon is about 2 hours for me these days. It's not that I know so much more, it's just that I've learned how to waste a lot more time than I used to. And say a lot of more uhs and amens and hallelujahs and glory to God. Amen. But there is wells of salvation. Amen. If you're going to get water that's going to help you, you'll have to draw it from the wells of salvation. Amen. This kind of water will help you. Amen. What kind of water's in it? Well, amen, it's the same that is the name of the well. Whatever the well's called, that's what kind of water's going to be in it. This is water of salvation. But in particular, I see five of them here. Amen. And the first one, the heading of it, is called Praise the Lord. In verse number 4. Amen. He said, and in that day you shall say, Praise the Lord. I mean, after you draw from those wells, amen, you'll say, Praise the Lord. Amen. I appreciate our efforts. Amen. I appreciate the times we come to church and we just press on in. Amen. I appreciate the times when, amen, we ain't doing too good. And amen. And amen. The sisters will say, Lord, bless him. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate the come-ons and amen and the struggles. And I believe that we ought to praise the Lord. And I believe there's such a thing as sacrifices of praise. Don't you? I believe sometimes it's just sacrificially. Amen. That we praise the Lord. That we just say, get up there, hand, and get up there, other hand. And lips and tongue and vocal cords, you do your job and you say hallelujah. And you do it right now. And I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate the folks that when the preacher says to say hallelujah, that folks say hallelujah. When he says to stand and praise the Lord, they stand and praise the Lord. I am not downing that. I want you to know I'm not preaching against that. I'm not browbeating you. Amen. Because I appreciate that. I don't know if we could have ever made it without folks who have pressed through. Amen. When they wasn't feeling a shout and when they wasn't feeling on top of the mountain. Amen. But they would lift up hands, sometimes weak, sometimes sickly, sometimes hoarse. Vocal cords. Amen. Have echoed the praises. Amen. Of our Lord in some of our meetings. I appreciate our efforts. Amen. But when you draw water out of this well. Amen. When you tip up. Amen. I'm old enough to remember the little tin dippers. Amen. In church. Believe it or not. Amen. Some folks said since I've lost this 45 pounds, I'll look a lot younger. Amen. Well, I appreciate that. Amen. But I know how old I am. That's all matters. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm old enough to remember, amen, the tin dippers in the water bucket. Amen. If you wanted a drink, you didn't press no buttons. You went back there and got the tin dipper and tipped it up. Amen. And I remember it running down my cheeks as just a young lad. Amen. I remember it running down my clothes and my mama getting on me and said, you've got soaking wet and here we are at church. Huh? Amen. Oh, mama, it'll dry. Amen. But all that water seemed like some folks don't like to drink out of tin dippers, but something about that just was so refreshing, especially if you're thirsty, Brother Setzer. Amen. But when you go to the well of salvation, wells of salvation, and you stop at that well that says, Praise the Lord. Amen. And you dip that dipper in the bucket after you've drawn your bucket full. Amen. You tip it up to your lips. Amen. It ain't a sacrifice of praise anymore. Amen. It's an automatic hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I mean, it comes unbeckoned. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, sometimes we pull a long train. And sometimes we pat the preacher on the back and feel sorry for him. Amen. But praise the Lord, I've been there. Amen. When the congregation had to pull too. And it was just as hard to pull, maybe harder for the congregation than it was for the preacher. Amen. But I'm glad for those times of refreshing. Amen. That just sweep by. Amen. Where that praise just comes. Without anybody having to tell you. Without anybody pointing their finger at you. Amen. You just want to praise the Lord. You know what happened? You've been to the wells of salvation. Glory to God. And let me tell you what I've been going through here lately. Amen. Sister Bonnie Keith, I believe I'll go back to the well. Glory to God. I have pushed my hand up long enough. Amen. I've grabbed myself by the... I don't know if I can get to the other wells, Brother Collins, but I've grabbed myself by the nap of the neck long enough. Amen. I'd just like for the Holy Ghost to sweep by. Amen. I know how to do it. I need to go back to the well. That's where I need to go. Amen. I need to draw me a bucket full again. Amen. A bucket full. Amen. Out of that well that says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me go on real quickly. Well, number two, call upon His name. Hallelujah. That's the well where you drink that water and just something in your feet make you want to go to the prayer closet. Amen. I mean, am I the only one? If I'm the only one, I guess I'm backslid. Amen. If I'm the only one that has to make myself pray. I mean, I got to make myself. Amen. You're looking at me. I got to make myself pray. Hallelujah. But it ain't always been that way. Amen. I know that there's times. I can remember when I first got saved. Amen. You didn't have to open the altar for me. Amen. I seen it opening and I'd go to it. I'd pray. I couldn't wait to get home from work and hit my prayer closet. There was something in me that gave me such a desire to pray. Amen. I'm not browbeating you because I got to make myself pray more often than not. Amen. But the reason why I believe is because, amen, church world, and I, amen, this is going out on tape maybe. I don't know. Maybe this probably ain't worthy to go out on tape, but, amen, Billy may send this out. Amen. But church world, what we need to do is go back to the well. That's what we need to do is go back to the well. You can only make yourself do things for so long. Amen. There has to be a desire in there. There has to be a refreshing. Amen. Why don't somebody lift a hand, if you will, and praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll hurry right on. It said, call upon His name. That's the well of prayer. When you drink that water, amen, man, it makes you want to pray. And then there's declare His doings among the people. Amen. That's the well of testimony. The well of testifying. Amen. There's a whole lot of difference in having something to say and having to say something. Praise the Lord. And I could say that about every one of these wells and their subjects. There's a whole lot of difference in having a praise and then having to praise. Having to praise. Amen. There's a whole lot of difference in having to pray, amen, than having a prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all know what I'm... Well, sure you do. I'm not saying that you... Amen. It's your dense, but sometimes I don't get it out like it ought to get out. And, amen. Y'all just fill in the blanks. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, amen, declare His doings. Amen. I appreciate, Lord, the people gets up in their efforts and thank God for them. If it hadn't been for them many times, we'd have no testimonies in our services. But they've got up and said, well, I don't have much of a testimony, but I thank the Lord for saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with the Holy Ghost. Well, in my opinion, that's the greatest testimony that there is. Oh, glory, but I've seen them, Sister Linda Harper, I've seen them come out of there unbeckoned. I mean, they was just waiting for a long service, and they'd jump up and say, can I testify? And it wouldn't have done you no good to answer them. No, you might as well say yes, whoever's running the service, because they was aiming on testifying. Why? Because they had a testimony burning in their heart. Amen. They had just been to that well of declare His doings, and they come back with a belly full, and out of your rivers, I mean, out of your bellies, excuse me, shall flow rivers of living water. Let me go on. I've got to go. Going on. Amen. Make mention. This is well number four. Make mention that His name is exalted. Hallelujah. When I read this, just for some reason, it may not make sense to you, but it seemed like it ticks for me. Amen. But this is the well of reverence. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and do we need that? Yes. Amen. In the house of God. The well of reverence. Hallelujah. When you can come to the house of God without having prayed all day long, come to the house of God wearing a chip on your shoulder. Amen. And just waiting for L.L. Collins to say something you don't agree with to knock off that chip. When you come to the house of God and say, bless God, if they don't ask me to do something this time, that's it. I mean, when you can come to the house of God with everything in this world on your mind, when you can come and talk about everything, amen, but the Lord, everything about, and then the Holy Ghost, everything, amen, then the Father, amen, my friend, that's very irreverent. I mean, when we can talk and run back and forth to the bathroom, amen, and blow our bubbles, amen, in court, amen, right in the house of God, while the man of God's trying to preach, amen, this gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, my friend. I believe we need to go back to the wells of salvation. Amen, particularly to this well where His name is exalted. Amen, to this well where He is reverenced. Amen, where His name is magnified. Amen. Let me go on. In the last and final well. Amen. In verse number 5, the first four words. Sing unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and could I say again, there's a difference when you have to sing. Amen. And opposed to having a song in your heart. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. And I know, I'm doing good for me, though. I may not be doing, I'm doing good for me. Hey, y'all, I know you're used to real, but I'm doing good for me. Praise the Lamb of God, as Alan Pascarella said. It's good preaching. I'm doing good for me. I mean, I got my best foot forward. I got my best jacket on it. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I'm preaching the best that I can preach. I just don't do no better. It's just my best. Amen. It's my best. Amen. But oh, my friend. Amen. When you've lost your song. Amen. When you've lost your praise. When you've lost your testimony. Amen. When you've lost your desire. For prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We need to go back to the wells of salvation. And I believe I will. I said, I believe I will. I said, I believe I will. Glory to the Lamb of God. I believe I'll go back. Amen. Oh, praise God. I might say a few things about all five of them wells, but Brother Collins has taught me well. Some of those things he said, he taught me a whole bunch of good things, and some of them sunk through. Hit the highlights, Blanton, hit the highlights. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hope you understand that there's probably more wells than this, but you know what? In a nutshell, those five wells cover it all. They sure enough do. Amen. Holiness and everything is covered in here. If you think about it, amen, run references on it. Look it up. Amen. You'll find out that it covers it all in a nutshell. It may not be your particular thing, and, amen, but it'll cover it. Amen. You get to these wells, and I believe everything will be all right. I believe you'll come out of there with a song. I believe you'll come out of there with praise on your lips. Amen. I believe you'll come out of there, amen, with intentions. Amen. Just go back to battle in your prayer closets. Amen. On your knees. Callous your knees and bleach your bones and bombard heaven. Amen. When you come out of there, amen, drinking from these wells, you'll have a holy awe and a reverence. Amen. Not only to God's house. Amen. But realizing God is everywhere, watching everything. I told you, He covers it all. Well, I've told you about these wonderful wells. Aren't they wonderful? Aren't they wonderful? Hey, man, aren't these wells wonderful? You'd have to admit with me that they're wonderful wells. Glory to God. And you can't blame me for wanting to go back to them, Brother Randy Coffey. I don't believe you could. Hey, man, well, you can say, I don't blame Brother Randy. Hey, man, I don't blame him. Matter of fact, I might even join him. I hope you will. I hope you will. Amen. It's 10 minutes after 9, and Brother Collins is, amen, is, amen, I've really taken too much liberty with his time. Amen. But I really would like to see somebody, amen, just go ahead and pick up and say, well, Brother Blanton, if you're going, I believe I'll go with you. Huh? Glory to God. I believe I'll go with you. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Well, I've told you about these wonderful wells, but now we need to know how to get to them. And how do you get to this water? How do you get to this well? Amen. Glory to God. You know, that's the same question that the woman at the well in the fourth chapter of the book of John asked Jesus. Amen. She said, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? How are you going to get to this water? Amen. I mean, what's the secret code? code, if you will. Where's the secret map? Amen. To get to this water. Amen. Oh, in those times we can assume some things from this fourth chapter of the book of John. We can assume that there was no community well bucket. Amen. You know, you see them wells in paintings and maybe out in the countryside. Amen. You see them wells, got the little roof over it and got the little crank and got the rope wound up on it, got the little pail hanging underneath it. Well, that wasn't how this well was. Obviously, there was no community rope. There was no, they needed a rope because the woman said the well's deep. Amen. And she brought her own water pot. And not only that, she told Jesus that you ain't got nothing. If there was community rope and bucket, Jesus could have just cranked it down. Because she thought that's where the water came from. That's what she thought. Glory to God. Amen. Where comes this? You can't even get to this water. How are you going to give me living water? Well, I'll never thirst again. How are you going to do it? She brought her water pot. Oh, glory. She brought her robe, no doubt. Amen. She brought her efforts. She didn't come to go back empty-handed. She come to draw water. Amen. She brought her own rope. She brought her own water pot. Oh, my Lord, I'm feeling good right now. I said she brought her own rope and she brought her own water pot. Amen. But we can read about the story a little bit later. Amen. And she's running back to the city and her water pots. It don't say nothing about the rope, but amen, her water pot, amen, is still sitting there. She left her water pot and ran back to the city and said, come see a man who's told me all things I ever done. Amen. So that her rope is coiled up. Her water pot is left. Why? Because it was useless. Her rope ain't long enough to reach these waters. Oh, glory, Sister Collins, my efforts. Amen. My efforts and my ability isn't enough. I can say I believe I'll go back to the well. And I can say it till I'm blue in the face. Amen. But there's only one way to the well. Amen. Only one way. Amen. Jesus said, if you knew, amen, who it was that asked for thee water. Amen. You would ask of him and he would give thee living water. Amen. There's a way. I said there's a way to the well. I said there's a way to that water that'll make you praise, that'll make you testify, that'll make you pray. Amen. That'll make you sing a new song. There's a way. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me go back to my text. Now we want to draw water and we want to draw them out of the wells of salvation. And that's what we're wanting to do. That's what I'm wanting to do. You understand that's what I want to do. How are you going to do it? He said, therefore, with joy. Amen. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. How are you going to do it? It'll be with joy. Not just any joy. Amen. You understand there's two different kinds of joys at least. Amen. There's your joy and then there's the joy of the Lord. Amen. Didn't the Old Testament prophet said for the joy of L.L. Collins is your strength? The joy of Richard Cunningham is your strength? Your own joy is your strength. No, he said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Jesus said in one place, he said, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you. Glory to God. Oh, how many's ever experienced the joy of the Lord? Hallelujah. You see, the bad thing about our joy is that our joy, amen, is based on happenings and circumstances. Our joy is kin to happiness. Amen, which is based on your surroundings and your atmosphere. But his joy, amen, is the same yesterday, today, and forever because the Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Another problem about us that even when we get his joy, amen, we must be leakers. Amen, because he said, I'm telling you some things that my joy might remain in you. And that your joy might be full. Amen. Let me tell you, if you get his joy and you keep his joy, amen, that'll fill up your joy and that'll make you happy. I said that'll make you happy. Amen. Not only that, but that gives you a rope long enough. Amen. That gives you a bucket. Amen. That'll hold enough water. Amen. That'll give you the ability. Amen. To go to the wells of salvation. Amen. And therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the well. miracles of salvation. Amen. Forgive me, Brother Collins. Pull my coattail. Amen. Sit me down. Amen. Oh, glory. Thou wilt show me thy path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory. In his presence. Amen. His fullness of joy. That's the reason why I like camp meetings. That's the reason I like Saturday night service and Sunday morning, Sunday night. That's the reason I like gathering together. For where two or three are gathering his name, he said, I'd be there in the midst. Amen. Where? In the midst. Amen. If he's in my midst, that means I'm in his presence. Amen. And when I'm in his presence, amen, I'm a candidate to receive his joy. Amen. The fullness of joy. And if I receive the fullness of joy, I can take that rope and bucket of his joy, and I can go to the wells of salvation, and I can draw me a good drink. Amen. A water that'll put that zeal back in me. That'll put that desire back in me. Amen. That'll put that song back in me. That'll put that praise back in me. That'll give me a testimony. Amen. To testify with. I'm telling you what, church. Tonight, I believe I'll go back to the well. Amen. But I must be in his presence first. Amen. I must be in his presence first. Amen. And I'll carry his robe. I'll carry his bucket back to the well. It'll be long enough to reach. Amen. My efforts aren't good enough. My rope ain't long enough. Amen. My bucket won't hold that water. But his joy will. Therefore, with joy, amen, shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. Holy God. Amen. Now, if this is Ella Collins preaching, you say, bro, man, I'll tell you what, he ain't on tonight. I mean, he must be tired or something if this is LL preaching. But hey, wake up, this is Paul Blanton preaching. You say, man, this is a miracle. Glory to God. He's saying something that makes sense, and I mean, it looks like he's happy about it. Hallelujah. Amen. He ain't stuttering near as bad as he usually does. Come on. Amen. I come here tonight to tell you and encourage you along with myself. Not that I've looked at you and said you, amen. No, don't get no ideas. Amen. Not that I've heard anything. Amen. Nothing like that. Amen. And I'd have to say that anywhere I go, I'd have to explain myself. Amen. I didn't come here to preach at you. Amen. But I come here to tell you, to make a proclamation, if you will. Amen. To make a statement. I believe I'll go back to the Lord. Amen. Oh, glory. How long has it been? Amen. Since something just came over you. Amen. Your hand shot up into heaven and you praised the Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. How long has it been since there's just been an overwhelming desire to hit your knees instead of the usual dread and, amen, and get down and pray instead of the usual dread and, amen, and watching the clock every minute you're down there? Well, have I been down there an hour yet? Praise God. I appreciate folks that make their efforts. Amen. And we have to make our efforts. We must sacrifice. But oh, my Lord. Amen. As Peter and John went to the temple, the hour of prayer. Amen. I believe that more can happen than just soiling our knees and bending up the ends of our toes in a prayer meeting. Amen. I believe things can happen. I believe we can talk to heaven. And I believe heaven can talk to us. Amen. I believe we can give such as we have. Amen. And see the lame man leap and running and walking and praising God and leaping. Amen. I believe we can go to our prayer closets. Amen. With a desire and with a spirit of prayer. Amen. Where we accomplish something for the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother-in-law's homeless preacher. He's a good one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He does more than work on cars. He's a homeless preacher. He told me, him and my sister, they dropped in their travels, they dropped into this church and on a Wednesday night, and it must have been prayer meeting. And they dropped in, and people were scattered about the building, supposed to be in prayer meeting. And this guy who was, he must have been the pastor, they said, he had an alarm clock sitting there. And he laid on his face, dead as 4 o'clock. And when an hour went by, I guess it was an hour, the alarm clock went off. He got up, straightened himself up, grabbed the alarm clock, They went home. I believe, Brother Rick Bladley, there's more to prayer than that, don't you? Amen. I'm not an expert on prayer. Amen. I may be a professional prayer because I get offerings for praying and preaching. That's what a professional is. Getting paid for this. I still can't believe I get paid for it. Amen. But I'm not an expert. There's a difference in a there's professionals that ain't experts. They just get paid for it and we don't understand why. Amen. I'm not an expert on it. But I do know that there's times when I pray and then there's times when I get a hold of God. There's times when I pray. Amen. And there's times when I pray all the way through. And I know that I have an audience with the King. I know that my petition is being heard. Amen. I know that according to His will, amen, that it'll be worked out. Amen. According to His will, I said, it'll be worked out. Amen. Oh, I'm so tired. Amen. I'm so tired. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and keep on praying. Amen. I'm going to go ahead. I told one boy that lost his mother who recently in our church, I said, amen, when I lost my daddy, amen, we was in revival with Brother Larry Darty. His brother goes to my church, good one, song leader, Sunday school superintendent. Brother Larry Darty was preaching revivals then, and amen, when my daddy died, he had just closed revival. I went home back to the house of God and tuned up my guitar, and I walked up to the Bible stand, and I sung another song. Amen, I was grief-ridden. I was trying to tell that boy, go on. Amen, there's times we have to pray on whether we feel the spirit of prayer or not. And there's times we have to sing on whether we have a song or not. And there's times we need to testify. Amen. Whether we have a testimony or not. And there's a time we need to praise the Lord, Brother Randy Coffey. Amen. Whether we have a praise or not. But I don't believe it ought to always be that way. Amen. I believe that there's times. Amen. If we'll go to the well. Amen. That we'll come out of there with whatever we need. Amen. To give us those things. Amen. Which our heart desires. Amen. Why don't you lift your hands to heaven and praise the Lord? My Lord of heaven. My Lord of heaven. Amen. I've gone too far. Amen. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Amen. They sung. They prayed. Matter of fact, in this chapter 6.